the real cost of polluted stormwater. What actually happens when we ignore this stuff? When people hear the phrase polluted stormwater, it can sound abstract. But the effects are real, and they show up in places most people care about: rivers, beaches, neighborhoods, and even food systems. Polluted stormwater, the chain reaction. Stormwater starts as clean rain. The moment it hits trash areas, loading docks, and dumpsters, it changes. Rainwater mixes with food waste, grease, oils, chemicals, and debris. That water doesn't get treated. It flows directly into storm drains, then into rivers and oceans. What looks like a small puddle at a dumpster becomes pollution miles away, leachate, the most toxic byproduct. Leachate is the liquid that forms when water passes through waste. It's not just dirty water, it's a chemical cocktail. Leachate can contain bacteria, heavy metals, ammonia, oils, and organic acids. When leachate escapes dumpsters, it contaminates soil, groundwater, and storm drains. Even small amounts can kill aquatic life and degrade water quality. Wet trash. YIT makes everything worse. Dry trash is manageable. Wet trash is a problem. When trash gets wet, it breaks down faster, smells worse, attracts pests, and produces more leachate. Wet trash is heavier, harder to handle, and more expensive to haul. And once trash is saturated, there's no fixing it. The damage is already done. Wet cardboard, a silent system failure. Cardboard is supposed to be recyclable. But once cardboard gets wet, it usually can't be recycled at all. Wet cardboard collapses, falls apart, and contaminates other recyclables. Entire loads get rejected and sent to landfills instead. That means more waste, more hauling, and more environmental impact. All because rain wasn't kept out. Scavenging, when exposure multiplies. Open or accessible dumpsters invite scavenging. People, animals, and pests tear bags open, spread waste, and expose contaminants. Trash ends up on the ground, where rainwater picks it up and carries it away. Scavenging doesn't just look bad, it dramatically increases pollution risk. Illegal dumping, the snowball effect. When dumpsters are open or poorly maintained, they become targets for illegal dumping. Uncontained waste means unknown materials, construction debris, chemicals, food waste, all mixed together. This overwhelms enclosures, blocks access, and increases leachate production. Property owners inherit the risk even when they didn't create the problem. The downstream impact. All of this pollution ends up somewhere. It flows into creeks, rivers, lakes, and oceans. Nutrients from food waste cause algae blooms that suffocate fish. Toxins accumulate in sediments and wildlife. Beaches close. Drinking water treatment becomes more expensive. Communities pay the price, financially and environmentally. Why cities care so much? Cities are legally responsible for stormwater pollution, even when it comes from private properties. That means fines, lawsuits, and federal oversight. But more importantly, it means public trust. When waterways are polluted, residents notice. Why prevention ice the only real solution? Once polluted stormwater enters the system, it's almost impossible to remove. That's why prevention matters more than cleanup. Keeping rain out of dumpsters stops leachate before it forms. Contained waste stays contained. Inspections catch problems early. Physical barriers don't forget, don't cut corners, and don't get tired. The simple truth. Most stormwater pollution isn't caused by one big failure. It's caused by thousands of small, ignored ones. Dumpsters are one of the easiest places to intervene, and one of the most effective. When you fix dumpsters, you don't just reduce risk. You protect water, reduce waste, and prevent problems before they spread. Clean water doesn't start at the river. It starts at the places we usually overlook.